World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, I wonder what old Punxsutawney Phil's doing this morning here on Groundhog Day. If he's here in Ohio, I guess he's not. He's out in Pennsylvania. You got to have a snow shovel and earmuffs and gloves and who knows whatever. But the good news is only 6 more weeks of winter. Huh? Almost 6 more weeks. And we're below zero or close to being below zero here in Ohio again. But the good news is by the end of the week, I think we're going to see 28. I think I saw that. I'm going to see 28. So it's going to start warming up here a little bit. Thanks for joining us here on Groundhog Day, show number 2691. And some of you out there, real quickly, you'll know what I'm talking about. We had a local party for my wife bowling. We rented out the bowling lane, and it was just the most, it was just a blessed time. My grandkids and all the little kids just bowled. And people came and brought cards to Michelle, and we had dinner together. And look, if you didn't get invited, you were invited. I didn't know how do you invite everybody without my wife knowing that we did it, right? So if you didn't get an invite, I apologize. It wasn't on purpose. It was for local people. Either anybody could come, but you know, I didn't expect somebody driving from Pennsylvania, Steve Deck. So I didn't say anything to you about it and others. But I just appreciate all of you. Really, really blessed Michelle. Really, really did. And I'm going to do a little bit of kind of a personal show here this morning. If you guys will all hang with me. Because what has Coach Dave Live become? What has it really become? And I guess I'm at a 73. How long am I going to be doing this? And I begin to think about, the branches, the fruit, the leaves, the whatever, of what's come off of Coach Dave Live, off of this show, off of you guys, how you guys have picked up the ball and run with it and developed your own ministries and yada, yada, yada. And I have a struggle because I want to acknowledge all those ministries and everything he's doing, but it ain't about that here. It isn't about that. That's not what it's about. But I want to show you something. Is it okay if I just take you back a little bit of history here a second? Because I was overwhelmed by this. I started this out, and Mike Heath, Jared Heath's dad, just after I'd walked away from teaching and coaching, I didn't know what I was going to do, and the internet was kind of new, and Lord, let the words of our lips and the meditation of our heart be pleasing in your sight, in Jesus' name. And I was floundering. I wasn't a coach anymore, and substitute teaching, just kind of nothing to do. And Mike Heath said, why don't you start a podcast, which wasn't really even anything such as a podcast back then. And so I started one just out of one of my bedrooms at 50 Woody Knoll, and just started doing it every day. And then 10 people were watching, then 11 people, and 20 people watched, then 50 people watched. And I said, man, this is cool. And I have started out for the last, I can't tell you the days. What is this? 2025, 26. I've been doing this for 25 years. I've been doing every morning. Think about that. Every morning for 25 years. And, as you know, and I don't pat myself on the back, although I don't really care if you think I do, man, there's a lot of fruit, a lot of fruit. And I'm not talking about just me. I'm talking about you guys and what you guys have been doing out there and the waking that's going on in your life. And I know the frustration that you feel that you want to expand. We all do. We all want to. We all want to expand. And I don't know how to get this platform to help you expand, your ministry expand, you know. And somebody said to me the other day, oh, my wife is, you know, I make a joke out of it. Hey, coach, you say the same thing every morning. Well, I sort of do. And I don't want it to be, that's not what I want it to be. That's not what I want it to be. I want this, I'm coaching, man. I want to get you get off your butt and you get moving. That's what I want you to do. I don't need to, my ego doesn't need it. I don't need a pat on the back from you folks. I can sit around my grandkids, they'll sit on my lap. I can do it. But God's called me to do this, whatever this thing is. And the truth of the matter is, there's been a lot of great ministries that have sprung off of this. And how do I promote all of them? How do I do that? And then people think, well, you don't care about me. And they don't think that, but I can, you know, I can read minds. I want to help you guys do whatever. I want to help you. Ain't about Coach Dave Live. That's just the way I started out with Coach Dave Live. Start out past the salt, Coach Dave Live. It's not about Coach Dave Live. I could ride off into the sunset tomorrow, and my wife would probably be happy if we did. But I just want to show you something here before we get going too far, okay? Before we go. This was unbelievable. I went to Paul Walter, who runs newswithviews.com, newswithviews.com. And I started writing a commentary. Hang on there, Spence. I started writing a commentary. I didn't even know when. I'm guessing 2002, maybe 2003, I wrote my first commentary at News with Views. I just wrote one, sent it in to him. And I've been doing one a week for a long time. And so I said to Paul yesterday, hey, Paul, do you have archives of all my commentaries? Could you send them to me? Spencer, click on number one. Because I want to encourage you guys out there, okay? I didn't just wake up and be Coach Dave Lott. I just didn't wake up. No, I'm sorry. Number three says one on it. Number three says one. Yeah. But I want you to look at this. It blew me away. So I said, hey, Paul, could you send me my commentaries? Well, okay, Spence, that's not what I want. I want the other page first, if I could. Okay, now I started to look at some of these dates. Look at it. These are commentaries, the weekly commentary. I'm trying to encourage those of you who are just at the beginning of what the Lord's called you to do, okay? Now, I don't know why these dates aren't in line, but I want you to watch. This is amazing to me. How many weekly commentaries I've written. Whether you read them or not, that don't matter. Just start scrolling down real slow. I'm not going to read them all. These are all done. These are 2021. These are going down fast. These are recent ones. 2021. Weekly. Folks, are you selling this kind of stuff into your ministry? 2020. Keep going, Spence. Go down faster. Look at all these. It's over 700 of them. He told me that 700. 700 weekly commentaries. I've been here a while, folks. Been here a while. 2018, we're in the 18s now. Thank God Paul archived all these. Go to the next page. Go to the next page three. And did you get there, Spence? Did we flip over to the next? Just hit next, maybe. Is this next? Okay, then start the top. Or you can scroll up. Look at this. See, this is where the Christian, I get frustrated. Because when I click on it, it goes down through all of them. 300 of them. 300. It's not Spencer. I'm not mad at you. You're not. It's nothing you're doing. Do you get what I'm saying, friends? The legalization of deviant behavior. 2018. What if abortionists use guns instead of needles? Enough of hyphenated Christians. I'm sick of the God and America hating left. Good riddance to Obama. Thank God for Trump. Facebook's a big part of the brave new world. When are you people going to wake up? 2018. Has Christianity become too nice? 2017. What has Christmas done to Christianity? Is it ever okay for a Christian to lie? Is feminism ruining relationships? Folks, I've been doing this a while. Are you with me? These things. So somebody, here's what I think I want to do. I talked to Gary. Get my brain to work. Anyway, it'll come, Gary. It'll come to me. I want to put it into a book form. I want to put it into book form, these commentaries. Because you know why? I'm going to lose all this to my grandchildren. If it hadn't been for Paul Walt, look at these. How does this go back? 2016. Trump will break up the two. Look at that. Hold that. January 28th. Man, that's Michelle's birthday. That's six. Wait a minute. 10 years ago. 10 years ago. Trump will break up the two-party stranglehold. I wrote that January 28th, 2016. As Trump broke up the two-party stranglehold, he's sure still trying, and he is full of excuses. Go down. There's another archive then. Click on that one. That's an archive that takes you back to 2004. More of them. You say, Coach, what's your point here this morning? My point is, folks, put your hand to the plow and don't look back. There's a lot to be. Look at these. How far these things go back? 2004. I don't know, Spencer. Okay. So, Spencer, you got to help me. I got to save these things. So you say, wait, Coach, why are you doing all this? See, that's not me. Those aren't mine. I don't always. Anyway, here's my point. I want to encourage you. I'm 73 and going to be sitting here forever. And people said to me, what happens, Coach, if you die? What happens, Coach Dave? I don't know. But I hope that those of you who do, I hope Randy carries on. I hope Craig carries on. I hope Jeff carries on. I hope people carry on doing what they're supposed to do. Because, see, when we get to the point where it's about one person, Coach Dave live, see, those aren't mine. Huh? Then you run into trouble, don't you? And I was thinking today, let me pat a couple people on the back here this morning. And as soon as you begin to do this, and you hurt other people as well. Point number eight, Adam Jones and Ray LeBlanc. Adam's got a podcast going. He did a great interview with our buddy Ray LeBlanc. Now, Adam's not trying to climb over the top. I mean, steal my audience. But there are a lot of guys doing a lot of great stuff out there. Ray's got a shirt on Saving God's Children. That's from Craig. If you guys don't understand the magnitude, the magnification of what we're doing here, and it isn't just about Coach Dave Live. But not just Adam. Wait a minute. Pull up. How about number nine? Pull up number nine. These are all good. Put them in the chat. Adam did a broadcast with Liberty Mel yesterday. It was one day, whenever it was. This is so cool to listen to that stuff and what Mel's got going on and how Mel got encouraged to get involved. And I'm sure Mel, like everybody else, she wants a bigger ministry. Craig wants a bigger ministry. Randy wants a bigger ministry. Everybody wants a bigger ministry. And I'm here to tell you, do you see how many commentaries I've written? Do you have any idea how many shows I've done to get here? I want to encourage you. I'm not trying to discourage you. Put your hand to the plow and don't look back. And whatever the Lord's called you to do, don't let somebody tell you you're not supposed to be doing that. Why are you doing that? It doesn't come without cost. Most pastors would rather throw a bucket of slime on top of me. Because why? You'll be hated of all men when you tell the truth. Nobody likes truth tellers. Self-evaluation. Nobody likes that, folks. Nobody does. He talking about me? Uh-oh. And then they leave because they don't want to hear about it. So make sure Mel's got that one up there. Ray LeBlanc and Adam. Hang on a minute. Hey, Ray LeBlanc. Are you there, Ray?
Yeah, I'm right here.
How the hell did you become Ray LeBlanc?
Yeah, isn't that amazing, Coach? Just looking at what you just showed, 22 years you went back with those news with the views. And I came on board about 8-9 years ago now and just tuned into what you were doing. And it lit a fire under my butt. And look at the results. You just mentioning all the different venues that have sprung out from what you
didn't try to be Coach Dave, you tried to be Ray. Right?
Yeah, but you know, guidance and direction, that's a coach's job, and that's your main thrust, a coach, right? And a lot of us need coach. We want to play, right? But you got to have a coach
to play. And Ken, I'll be the star. Sorry, Ken, I'll be the star. Ken, I'll be the star. And if you're the salt of the earth and light of the world, and every one of us begin to make a little bit of a difference, it's amazing what will happen. It's amazing what will happen.
I was happy to be a water boy, you know, just to be in the game.
And now you got the church going. And you got a church going now, right? They raised it up 5,000 members?
Heck no.
Doesn't matter, does it?
No.
Whatever he tells you to do, you do. Huh? Whatever he says, you do it. So you do it. You do it. And you know, look, folks, you don't let other people evaluate your effectiveness. You do it for the applause of two nail-scarred hands. Did you do what your coach asked you to do? Coach Jesus, are you doing what Coach Jesus told you to do? Quit worrying about what everybody else says. Now, that doesn't mean you don't take coaching. It's okay to take coaching. It's okay for criticism. But I'm going to tell you something. Boy, there's a lot of jealousy. Somebody give me a thumbs up. Oh, there's a lot of jealousy. A lot of people out there think, oh, I could do it. Maybe Coach Dave will get sick and I can sit in for him. Oh, good luck. You think this is easy? I hate to tell you this. I'm watching our son's dog, the big German Shepherd. Kaiser, he's a great dog. Now, middle of the night, he's got to get up. Well, you know what happens when he has to get up middle of the night? I got to get up. So I put it off as long as I could, whining at the foot of the bed. I thought, oh, well. So I took him outside, and he did his stuff outside. I don't know, it's 3 o'clock. I don't know what time it was. Come back in, crawl back in bed, and just got back to sleep, and his bowels had to move again. So I had to get back up and go back outside with him, take him out there, let him do his thing out there, come back in, and then have to get up 2 hours later and do a show. A show. I don't know if the show is going to be any good because it isn't about me. I'm just a fire starter. I just bring up a topic and we run with it. And the point I'm trying to make here, hang on here real quickly. A lot going on. Mel, Liberty Mel. Look what Liberty Mel's got going on. Come on in here, Mel.
Yeah, I had to mute for a second, so I might have missed. But I just wanted to say that, you know, I don't want to get big. I just want to be obedient. You know, like I just really want, you know, my role and my part in this right now is just supporting ministries. And what's great about Coach Dave Live and Pass the Salt is that you're a real launching point for several ministries. So out of that, you know, if we're puzzle pieces that are assembling, then those ministries and ideas, you know, start to percolate here, and then I can help promote them on the Liberty Action Network. And so it's just a great thing when everybody just kind of finds their role. I don't have any jealousy. I don't want to be a podcaster. You know, one of the things that Adam asked me yesterday, you want a YouTube channel? I'm like, heck no, I do not want a YouTube channel. But I just am really happy, you know, supporting, you know, everybody who's creating actions. You know, I'm on the hunt for that. I'm looking for ministries and, you know, individuals who are creating kingdom focused actions. And so there's a lot to do, but you just got to pray for discernment, find your gift, and then plug in, you know, be that puzzle piece that connects then. And, you know, it's just, it's great, you know, when we work together for the kingdom.
Do you have any idea how long I did this show before I reached 100 viewers? Do you have any idea? Every day, I get up every morning at 5:30 and I do research. Right now I've got 12 different things here on my agenda that I could show you guys. I put a lot of time and effort and energy into it. And what happens? Lights a spark, and then Craig Mickle says, "Hey, I think I want to do this." Hey, Craig, are you? I don't know. Is Craig out there today? I haven't looked. Let me see. Are you out there, Craig? Huh? Craig's always out there. Maybe not this morning.
Yeah,
but Craig. So what, Craig? You just all of a sudden watching Coach Dave Live get involved and said, "You know, I got to do something. And you start doing something, didn't you, Craig?
Well, you know, hey, I was in the fire department, and when I came across a problem, I attacked it. So that's my nature. And, you know, the things that mean something that I think to the Lord and the Lord tells you to do, I just do it. And I think helping watch the show has helped me to be more obedient in hearing what the Lord has told me to do and encouraged me to step out. So
Craig, I believe there ought to be 1 million people following you, but there aren't, are there? But see, you can't do anything about it. How many commentaries did I write there? 700, I think it was. I think it's 700 commentaries. 700. Ask my wife. It takes me 3 hours probably to write one every week. every week, planting, sowing, planting, sowing, planting, sowing. You just don't. That's why I know that the media is, you don't look, you just don't all of a sudden wake up and become Joe Rogan. You don't just wake up in the morning and become Sean Hannity. You don't just wake up in the morning and become, pick whoever you want to, folks. People put you in those positions. You understand that? Tell me that you understand that. People put you in those positions so they can control you. I'm sorry if you don't get it. That's what it's all about. They want to control the narrative. See, they're not going to give Coach Dave a large platform because I'm not going to kiss the ass of the Republicans all the time. So they can't, you can't be doing that. Can't be doing that. And they're not going to give me a spot with on the left because I do kiss the ass of the Republicans, everyone. You can't have that. Well, wasn't the Fox News start out with a fair and balanced, huh? Fair and balanced, fair and balanced? David Arthur, I'm thinking of David Arthur. What a valuable ministry he has. I can't do David Arthur. I can't build David Arthur's ministry. I can't do that here. Only you can do that. Randy is kicking ass. I can't build Randy's ministry. Randy has to do that. I can't build Paul Goslin's ministry. Paul has to do that. I'm willing to help. I can't make Ray LeBlanc the next Franklin Graham. Ray's going to have to do that. Or the Lord's going to have to do that. Are you with me? Are you with me? Folks, somewhere along the line, we started worshiping the quarterback and don't understand how important the left guard is and the left tackle is. They're all important out there. All of them. Ohio Brett. Look what happened to Ohio Brett. Look what he's doing. Do I support him? Yeah, but can I control him and direct? No, I don't even want to. No, go do what the Lord called you to do, dude. And hey, if you're doing it for my applause, you're missing the whole damn thing. Because I'm going to tell you, I've made more enemies that I thought would be my friends. Somebody give me a thumbs up. You know what I'm talking about, huh? More enemies. Because why? They got their own agenda. They got their own. Hang on here. I want to make sure I didn't miss anybody else. Because you start doing this, you. J.R. Harrison say, gee, what about me? Oh, come on. Yeah, hell yeah, J.R., go. Go, Randy, go. I mean, you with me, friends? Just because Brett, I don't promote you every day don't mean I don't care about you, don't care what you do. How can I help you? But I can't help build Brett's ministry. Brett's got to do it. I can't do it. Huh? What do you think, Brett?
Hey, Coach, I just know this, that I was already on Team Jesus, but isn't it great that God puts you on under coaches? And once I came under your coaching, I looked around and saw the other players in the locker room. And I was like, whoa, this is the varsity. And I was so thankful for that. You put me in the game and John Diamond and Brighteon and where we're going now with the Hula Bowl and my other clients. But I tell you what, listen up, locker room. Because when Coach Dave was at the Hula Bowl and he prayed over everybody, even Mike Singletary took notice. And he mentioned him in his speech. I love you, Coach. I love all your players. Thanks for putting me in the game.
Amen. Amen. So listen, I'm here to help you, okay? And if you're out there and you're working hard and you're laboring and nobody knows it, understand, I know it. I know it. But not everybody is interested in your ministry. It's your ministry and what the Lord's called you to do. And I'll help you with it, but I can't build the ministry for you. You guys with me? What do you think, David Arthur? Are you out there, David Arthur? You were in here earlier. You in here, Dave?
I'm here.
I said to my wife last night, and I'm going to tell you this to be the truth. I don't know of a more important ministry than David Arthur's. I don't know of a more important one, but I can't build it for him. I can't do it.
Right.
The whole idea of exposing the tranny movement, the deviant sex movement, is so important, but I can't build it for you, Dave.
Right. But you support it. And that's what's important. And that's what people who are like, once I came to the knowledge that I wasn't really building a ministry, that I was furthering the kingdom.
Amen.
That's when it all kind of came together. And those that I didn't think would support me started supporting me. And so I just have to run with that. And I have to keep pressing forward. It might be a little difficult because of situation, at home right now, but it's only going to get better.
Dave, I'm as good as Joe Rogan.
I think. I don't know what you guys are. Different. It's a different style.
Well, you're actually a better coach because you're not controlled.
That's the point, see, folks. That's the point. And so because of that, you guys become the seed planters. You guys become that, right? Because you have areas of influence. And if David Arthur says, as Brett often says, hey, you got to watch Coach Dave, that's how Brett promotes it. Now, do they watch Coach Dave? I don't know. I don't know. Brett's not sucking up to me. Brett said, you know, this show, Coach, changed my life. It changed my direction. It changed Randy. I'm just looking on the chart. It changed Randy's. Huh? Oh, yeah, it changed Randy. It changed Jeff Klein. Come on now. Come on. But see, I can't control all of those. I can't control. Wouldn't it be great if I was on Fox News? As soon as I'm on Fox News, I lose control. And I go into some big meeting after my show and I say, hey, Coach Dave, look, you can't talk about that anymore. And I say, oh, what do you mean? Can't talk about that? No. Hey, I'm telling you, you talk about that. There it is. They control you. Nobody controls me here. Okay, now look, I'm going to say this. I'm going to get some of you in here. We'll get some of you in there. If you are so brainwashed that you will not look at what's going on with, how do I say it? Zionism. If you're just going to swallow that hook, line, and sinker, I don't even know what to tell you. No, hey, not that I'm against it. You won't even investigate it. You won't even, huh? It doesn't bother you that most of the Republicans and most of the Democrats are controlled by the Israel lobby? That doesn't bother you? Huh? Wouldn't Donald Trump have said Russia, 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 because he was being controlled by the Russia lobby they wanted us to blame? Oh, you think I'm lying? Think I'm lying? Pull up number five real quick, huh? Tell me that the media doesn't influence. Come on, number five. Ready? Go ahead.
You wonder how,
that's right.
How people like Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton can lie and have the whole world believe them? Well, let me show you.
Russia hacking the election to elect Trump is the end of our democracy. Votes were definitely affected. Russia hacked the election to tilt it to Mr. Trump.
The Russians definitively hacked the election.
Russia did hack the election.
No doubt. The Russians hacked the election.
Yes. Russia hacked the election.
Fact, Russia hacked the election.
President-elect Donald Trump still not sounding convinced that Russia hacked the election.
The president does not want to come to terms with the fact that the Russians hacked the election.
President Trump says he still wonders if the Russians hacked the election.
If you can get him to accept that Russia hacked the election, see if you can get him to accept who won the Civil War.
If he admits it, it casts a shadow on his victory over Hillary Clinton.
Russia hacked the election.
Russia hacked the election.
Russia hacked the election.
Russia hacked the election.
Let's be clear, Russia hacked the election.
Definitively, Russia hacked the election, and Russia is doing it again now.
Election-related cyber hacking.
Cyber hacking of U.S. elections.
Cyber hacking of the election.
Russia was cyber hacking the election.
Russia was cyber hacking the election.
The CIA, the FBI, NSA.
All of these intelligence organizations.
17 intelligence agencies.
All conclude that Russia hacked the election.
If we find out that Donald Trump just theoretically was colluding with Russia while they were hacking the election, that is completely impeachable.
This dossier alleged a conspiracy between the Trump campaign and the Russian effort to hack the election.
The director of national intelligence, the head of the National Security Agency, the head of the FBI, all of these intelligence experts saying Russia hacked the election.
The FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the former director of national intelligence, James Clapper, I mean, they've all said this. So to believe that that's wrong, you have to believe they're all involved in an elaborate conspiracy to get Donald Trump, which seems a little far-fetched to me.
And now we find out.
All right, that all right, hang on. Pull up number. I'm coming back. Hang on. I'll get you, Jack. Come back then. How about number six? Pull up number six. Hey, folks, can you believe that? Can you believe what you just saw? Can you just believe that? See, we're caught in this maze, right? Listen. Deep state promoted people on the left and the right. You do understand that, don't you? You do understand they control both sides of it. Watch this one. This is from Trump.
1.5 million fraudulent votes counted, and the spread is less than 82,000 votes. These fraudulent votes come from dead voters, ballots that were received before they were supposedly mailed out, and over 330,000 electronic spikes from the voting machine. 205,000 overvotes, meaning there were 205,000 more votes than registered voters, and 682,000 ballots that were illegally processed without any oversight whatsoever. More than 1.5 million votes in Pennsylvania is apparently what it took for Joe Biden to steal the state. Georgia has a similar phenomenon that Democrats are failing to account for. 66,248 underage voters voted in Georgia. 10,315 dead people voted. 2,500 convicted felons voted. Nearly 200,000 votes were fraudulently inserted into the vote count instantaneously. 4,500 votes come from unregistered voters. These numbers show a clear pattern that a variety of types of fraud occurred in this election and that Democrats are desperately trying to cover it up. They're going to great lengths to change the narrative of the election fraud in an effort to run out the clock to January 20th, 2020. In addition to President Trump's team, many independent groups have completed research on the fraud, and the results are staggering. Totaling across the country, millions of votes were fraudulently covered up, changed, or deleted in favor of Joe Biden. The governors and secretaries of state have actively participated in the cover-up, removing information from their website that is normally easily accessible to the public, and depriving conservatives a chance to audit or review the results are just some of their tactics. In Arizona, the final result is only a difference of 10,457, yet 36,400.
Thanks, okay. David Arthur, you said you got to run. Anything you want to say before you go?
Just thank you, everybody, for your prayers and for just keeping it all up. And also, if you don't mind, Coach, I'd like to plug that if you go on my Facebook page, there is a there's a fundraiser that we're just that I tossed out there to raise some funds. So if you're able, check it out. It's on Give, Send, Go. I don't even have it pulled up right now to give you any information. But it's called, I think the title of it is like IBA Ministry Needs Some Help. So if you go check it out, I haven't been using the X, so it's just getting to be too much. They keep censoring me on X. Go figure. Not
well,
on
they Facebook. Sure don't want him speaking the truth about homos. We know that, right?
Not on Facebook. They let me say whatever I want. They only mess with me every once in a while.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks, Coach. Y'all be blessed.
So, folks, we're here to do what we do, and we want to promote what others do. But there's a lot of them, man. There's a lot of them. I got to show you this. Pull up. Hey, already. Pull up Jack Posobiec. Which one was that? Number 12. Play this one. Then I'm going to open up. Jack, get ready, and Adam, come on in. Huh? This isn't. Go ahead.
Well, Steve, what we're seeing here, of course, is a form of what Lenin referred to as revolutionary defeatism. And by revolutionary defeatism, people will look and say, "Why? What is going on with Minneapolis? Why is Minneapolis a city that's, you know, 17 of the Fortune 500 companies are headquartered there? It's a great city, the Twin Cities area, phenomenal place. Why has it been targeted for so much destruction? Why has it been targeted for so much destabilization? This is the revolutionary tactic. The point of the vanguard of the proletariat is this. They want their cities to fall. They want their governments to fall. So if you are a committed Marxist, if you are a committed Bolshevik, you want your city to fall, and then you will agitate until power is given to you from those who are seeking to impose law and order. And so they've used revolutionary defeatism. This is why they pulled out of World War I when they were just a couple of weeks away from Constantinople, from liberating that. This is why they got all of Russia to back down. And eventually, what do? They call it the weakest link theory. Then they start looking for the weak links. Where are the weak links in the chain? Where are the weak links where we can apply pressure next? And what do? They move, just like water, they move pressure to the weak links in the chain, and they push and push and push until the entire status quo, the entire government, the entire civilization is destroyed. This is civilization versus barbarism. You cannot make deals with these people. Steve, I'll give you an example, right? Just a great example of this. You know, you go back and look, Mall of America. President Trump just put out this video, a video clip of New York City from about 100 years ago. And you see the clothing that people are wearing. You see the safety as they walk down the streets. You see it there. You go and pull up the videos, and I post this every once in a while, the Mall of America, how it looked when it first opened, 1991, 1992. Everyone's happy. It's classic Minnesota. It's Mike Lindell, Minnesota, exactly what you'd expect to see. Now, what did my brother do this weekend? He went in there in Minneapolis, and they went into a Walmart. And he went up to the – and they recorded the whole thing, and they went up to one of the workers there, and she's got the hijab on, and say, hey, I want to buy some hand warmers. It's cold up. And she goes, hand warmers? Hand warmers? I don't know. What is that? Chicken? Chicken? And you walk around and you realize that you're surrounded by people. And then when you walk up to them, they're not speaking English. They're not speaking your language. You are completely invaded. You've been completely occupied. That's why they call it Little Mogadishu now. This is a complete ethno micro state that has imposed itself inside of the Twin Cities. So it's the Tri-Cities because you've got Little Mogadishu that's there. And Steve, to your point, this is what the Fortune 500 companies want. This has been the biggest fight of all. If remigration is ever going to work, if remigration is ever going to happen, if Western civilization is ever going to survive, and I saw President Trump there at Davos, and he talked about this. He said, Paris doesn't look like Paris anymore. London doesn't look like London anymore. Well, this is the fight. It runs through Minneapolis. The fight for all of Western civilization runs through Minneapolis. If we can't get it done there, we're not going to be able to get it done anywhere. It's as simple as that.
Seed of the serpent, seed of the woman. Come on now. St. Paul. They named the town after St. Paul. Overrun by who? Who? Open your eyes. Got to open our eyes to what's going on. And then the temptation. I'm going to get you, Jack. Get ready. Adam, get ready. The temptation is just to write it off as the end times. That's what they said is going to happen. We need a militant Christianity. And by militant, I don't mean guns and knives. I mean a Christianity that will go on the offense, that will expand the kingdom of God, that will go into all the earth and teach them to observe a militant Christianity. Jesus is king. Why do we allow other kings above him if we believe he's king? Adam, come on in, and then Jack, you're right after him. So get ready, Jack. Go ahead, Adam. I'm going to shut up for a few minutes.
Hey, Coach, I just wanted to say to you from the bottom of my heart, the reason why I love this show, the reason why I love this ministry is because you care less about yourself and more about the truth and more about Christ. So you are a pastor of pastors and a coach of the team of God. You're activating the body of Christ. And so that's all I wanted to share with you. No homo, but I love you, man.
Thanks, Adam. And look, I'm a coach. I've always been a coach. And hey, folks. You don't have to chase affirmation. I don't need people to tell me whether I'm a good when I was coaching. I didn't need them to tell me whether I was a good coach or not. I knew. I saw the game films. I knew if I was a good coach. And we're not just popping up churches around here. Randy doesn't have a church, I don't think. Do you, Randy? Got a home church probably. Craig doesn't have a church. I don't think. We're not building churches. We're building ministries. They're not the same, folks. It's not the same. And if you can't get out of your stinking head the idea of church being a place you go to, we will never, ever get where we need to go. Come on in, Jack.
Yeah, I want to go back to what Mel said. And I want to encourage, there's 91 people in here right now, 92 people. I want to encourage the people in the puzzle that are just plain blue puzzle pieces. The rest of us, the rest of the crew, the rest of the huddle doesn't work without those plain blue pieces in place. Amen. That Amen. Never say a word, but they're supporting, they're doing, but they're just plain blue pieces that make the puzzle work. Without it, it doesn't happen. I can tell you four or five people in my circles that are just plain blue pieces that we couldn't do anything without them.
Oh, amen.
Be a plain blue piece.
Amen. 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 And you know, I don't, I don't, I just want y'all all to know this, according to what Jack says. I want you guys to know that Coach Dave Life, Past Assault Ministry, survives on $20 a month donors. We don't have any big $5,000, $10,000. We don't have any of that there. We got 20s and 10s and 50s and 100 every once in a while. You guys funding what's going on here. Not some. If you think somebody is controlling us behind it, you're it, man. You're it. And what we're doing is important, and we are helping others get in the game. I ought to send, maybe someday I'll come in and I'll show you the list of people we support every month here. Every month. 500 here, 500 there, 250 here. Why? Because you send 20. You send 20. Do you think I'm doing this for money? I could quit right now with the gold and silver. Michelle and I'd be okay. By the way, don't worry about gold and silver tanking. Don't, oh, come on. Come on. There's nothing that happened out there that made gold or silver, either one, any less valuable over one night. Come on. Come on. So I would encourage you this. Buy. Don't sell. Buy. Silver is silver. The need for silver is still there. They tanked it on purpose because the banks are in trouble. The banks had to get that price of silver and gold down because they got to pay out. They don't have it.
Boom.
Oh, man, boom, boom. Okay, I'm kind of all over the place here. I don't mean to be, just kind of stream of consciousness. Come on in, Dave and Sherry. Hey, by the way, I didn't, Dave, hang on just a second. I'm sorry. Spencer, Men of Iron, pull that up there. Somebody out there, you still want to go, we're gone. We're going to Men of Iron. It's coming up February 28th, last day of the month. Men of Iron, you're interested in going up in, I think this one's in Green Bay. And then Ray has one going on too. One Way Christian Center, Green. Pull that one up there. Pull them both. We're going to both of these places this weekend. I've rented a van, not this weekend, that weekend. If you're interested in going, we'd love for you to go. We'll rent another van if we have to. We need to support, folks. I support this Men of Iron because they're trying to build Men of Iron, not pussies, not soft, huh? No, not Republicans. No, not Republicans. No. They're trying to get men of God, men of iron to stand up. I'm all in with these guys. Huh? The fact that they would let, Dave Allison is going to be the worship leader. Is that awesome? Matt Tuella, Scott Shar, the fact they would include me in that. No, ain't no softies here. Ain't no soft pastors. Men of Iron, Matt, David Roth. I'm pumped, man. We're gone. We'd love for you to come, but it ain't for the weak at heart. And I'm all over the place. Sorry, it's Monday morning. It's Groundhog Day. I'm worried about my groundhogs. They can't get out from under the snow. Come on in, Dave.
Good morning, Coach. Good morning, everyone. The only affirmation the coach wants is when his team takes the field, they execute, and they win the game.
That's right, brother.
That's the only affirmation a coach wants.
That's right.
So, Coach, you know, blessings to you. The other thing, you know, that's the other thing, you know, Mel shared that on her interview with Adam, is that she got all excited about an action, shared it with the people at the church, showed up, and was just her and her daughter, right? And so often that happens. But, Coach, you got to remember, there's a big difference between you and Joe Rogan, you and Tucker Carlson, you and Rush Limbaugh. See, Tucker, Rush Limbaugh, and Joe Rogan all have one thing in common. They never ask anybody to do anything.
Isn't that the truth? They keep the temperature down, don't they, Dave, huh? Everything's in control. Rush is in control. Everything's good. Rush is in. Rogan's in control. Everything's good. And that way we just sit around and listen to them and live vicariously through them. Amen. Amen. Thanks, Dave. Hey, Craig Mickle, I see you right there. Hey, Craig, come in and talk about what you just put in the chat about what's going on really in Minneapolis. I'm going to read this, folks. Maybe I got to scroll up here a bit. Hang on a second. Craig just put in here. Minnesota's Twin City region is home to the large community of Wiccans, Witches, Druids, Heathens, and a number of pagan organizations. Some neo-pagans refer to this area as pagan, Paganistan, huh? In the Handbook of Contemporary Paganism, Murphy Pizza characterized the Minnesota pagan community as eclectic and compromising, comprising many different groups of Druid orders, witch covens, legal pagan churches, ethnic reconstructionist groups, and many more solitaries, interlopers, and poly-affiliated pagans. Where'd you find that, Craig?
Just was, you know, researching about the spiritual aspect of it, that's all.
So what's going on, huh? See, we don't get it, right? We don't get it. It's not political. It's spiritual, folks. The overthrowing of America, it's right in front of us. And then many in the church will say, well, Coach Dave, I know that said that's going to happen in the end times. That's what's going to happen. Really? Really? So let me ask you this. If you knew that your car was going to blow up and have a big fire in it, you don't know when, but you know that you hear those pistons. And, yeah, that ain't good. That ain't good. You putting your wife and kids in there? Huh? Are you going to do something to fix the car? Say, oh, well, we don't need that little thing anyway. It's going to blow up here at some point, and it won't matter. Then we'll be out of here. That's our attitude. I'm not making fun of anybody's theology. If you believe that the end is here, why are you sitting on your ass? If you really believe that, wouldn't you? You would quit your job. You go out and you'd warn everybody if you really believed it. But you don't believe it. You don't believe in it. You don't really believe it. It gives you an excuse not to do anything. That's what I think. Come on in, Lorian.
Just a couple of things real quick. If you don't change your oil, your engine blows up.
That's right. You know it's going to be
maintenance or not, right? So it's kind of like, you know, your relationship with Christ and what you do and don't do. So if you don't change your oil, once the new oil gets poured in and you keep driving on it, you're going to get a cracked block, and then fluids are going to start mixing and you're done.
Yep.
That's what's happening to us now. Secondly, can I please pray? Because we need to pray. Jesus Christ, Son of God, my brother and my friend, all of us are coming to you because of what you did on the cross for us and the resurrection Sunday that gave us the life so that we could come to heaven. You adopted us, Father. There is no longer Jew or Gentile.
Amen.
Just your children. And God, I'm asking you right now, as a female minister, a female reverend, whatever it is that I'm doing, on the behalf of all pastors, on behalf of all reverend, women pastors, men, everybody who's been working in the church that have ignored you and have taken on this false gospel and have lied about your character and mocked you to usher in evil, I ask you to forgive us in the name of Jesus Christ. Forgive us for repeating a mockingbird being under the MK Ultra in the church, for Lord God not standing on your word, not being like Thomas and searching for you and not believing the people I hang out in church with saying, oh, he's alive. No, show me. Show me your word. Your word is your truth. Your word is your life. That way we ask you, Lord God, that your will be done. And I thank you how you're exposing this evil. I thank you, Lord God, that you're waking up hearts and minds and giving us hearts of flesh. No longer do we have hearts of stone, that you will breathe your breath of life into us, Almighty God, that reaches, Lord God, into our bones and brings us alive in the marrow and the blood cells, and our vagus nervous system will start functioning the way it's supposed to. And for your glory only alone, rescue, restore, and renew this nation, Lord God, because the enemy is trying to steal your time. He's mocking you. He's invading you. This is the same thing We have illegals coming into your church, Lord God, who are border crossers, think that they can trespass against you. And you promised, Lord God, that you would protect us from all evil in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God, let your will be done, but protect your children because you said you would. You are a good father. You are a good, good father. You do not give us stones. You do not give us serpents. That is the synagogue of Satan. So Almighty God, thank you for protecting us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for exposing your will, Almighty God. And thank you for what you're going to do here. And thank you that you gave us a coach with Coach Dave, and you gave us an assistant coach with Michelle. And Lord God, the rest of the O-line coaches and the coordinators and everybody else that you put in here. And Lord God, the trainers that come in and help and wipe the tears of the wounded. Your trainers are like Betty, who come in the locker room when nobody else is there and binding up wounds, or like Claudine, negotiating with the other team. And like Randy, and like Dr. Paul, he's the medic. You and Mel and everybody else. And thank you. Let that be the model for your church, that we're a team and we work together. And we may not like each other all the time, but you bind up our wounds and you send us out and you prepare us for battle. So thank you, Almighty God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we look forward to you giving judgment to your enemy for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Lauren. Amen, amen, amen. Come on, Jack. Jim Harrison in here today? I don't know if he is. Hang on a second, Jack. Hang on a second. Jim's still trying to help the people down in North Carolina. We are too. We're ongoing down there. But Jim's picked that up, that initiative, is running with it a little bit. And we still need to continue. Look, folks, you know the common denominator? Money. Money. It's a common denominator. Everybody needs money. And but Jim's trying to help, you know. I got a statement. Dave, I don't know, Dave, if you saw that or not. Dave Allison. I got a statement from down there. What was it we gave? 6,000, 9,000, something unbelievable that we have, you guys have given down there already. And I'll try to find it. I don't know where it is. I don't know why I brought that up, other than some of these things are ongoing, man. Some of them are, but we can't all get bogged down on it. Come on in, Jack. I'm going to find that while I'm talking. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just thinking about, you've been talking for the last few days about the intelligence level of much of this community that's taking over. Wait a minute. If their IQ is that low, who's actually organizing this? It's not them. It's not Ilhan Omar. She's barely functionally illiterate. Who is behind this? It's not them. No offense to the ones that are good, but they're useful idiots and they're being used. Who's using them? I'm not even going to speculate, but I'm telling you, this is when the issue isn't the issue, what's the issue? Who's behind this? We better figure out, we better be discerning and watch this real close.
We know this, Jack. It's the enemy of our soul. We know that for sure. We know it's the Antichrist spirit, whether it's the Antichrist, it's the Antichrist spirit for sure. Spirit of death. Oh, yeah. That's why Jesus said that you're of your father, the devil, and the works of your father you will do. See, folks, you don't have to choose to be a child of the devil. You just naturally are one through your sin nature. And at the heart of your sin nature is your flesh, greed, pride, all that stuff. You don't have to practice sin. It's natural. It comes natural. We need an antidote to sin. We need the gospel of the kingdom. And all you have to do is look around and look at all the crap that's going on in America, especially with our young children, right? Our young children, and say, who the hell's teaching them that stuff? Who's paying for them to be taught that? I'm teaching, you mean I'm paying my taxes to teach children anti-Christian stuff I don't even believe? Body of Christ is allowing that to happen? What's going on? It's deep, man. It's deep. Whole creation groaneth, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, waiting for us to show the church. I know, Michelle. Same thing over and over. There it is. So how do I wrap this up? Laura's still got her hand up. Jack's still got your hand up. I don't know, huh? I don't know. You guys want to come back in?
Maybe yeah, Coach. Quick. Just quick. We're looking for some prayer support. We've got a little issue going on here that could bring in a lot of people to the kingdom. We had my sister and brother-in-law are in ministry, and one of their close young friends took his own life, and they're doing the funeral this weekend.
A believer. He's a believer.
None of his family are saved, and most of the people that will be attending and this whole thing are not. And so there's been a huge, huge attack. My sister was almost blinded, and it's just been ongoing. My brother-in-law was in the hospital. His blood pressure went through the roof. And so we just covered your prayers over this weekend.
Amen.
Young man's name was Joshua.
Folks, just lift up Jack. I'm Jack. Yeah, Jack and Joshua, the family. Lord, just be Lord to them. Just be Lord to them. In Jesus' name. Amen. Dave Allison.
Yeah, real quick. I just want to encourage folks, Past Assault had made a commitment to Redneck Housing Relief to continue the propane, and we've done a good job. But we still need to get those folks over the finish line. And so I want to encourage folks to donate, send Coach some cash, and he'll pass it on to Redneck.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate you doing that. Marty.
Well, I was going to talk about something else, Coach, but since our dear brother chimed in with the suicide rate, I want to address that real quick before we get off the air. We've seen where suicide rate, Coach, is now at the level, actually a little bit points higher than Black Monday in 1929 when the stock market crashed. So please, church, please be the church to everyone. What does that mean, Martin? That means you smile at people. That means you say hi to people. That means you wear a shirt like I've got. I'm not wearing it today, Coach, but it says, look, this is the sign that you prayed God for to tell you not to take your own life. Have a great day today. Do something. Reach out to people. Get out of your comfort zone because you have no clue what's going through the mind of the people around you. And I'm not talking about your family. I'm talking about your community, but your family, all your people, and then all other people today. Thanks, Coach.
Penny.
Yes. Norm Davis, he's getting letters together to send to like President Trump and Melania and all them. This website that I just put in the chat, you can download that letter and then you can send it email. So if a whole bunch of people would send about helping North Carolina victims, like in the subject line, and there's a letter there, and they could put their name and contact and whatever else. I put Past Assault Ministries as my organization, because I'm under you, Coach. But we need to get these emails out because the more the better. If you got a bunch, you got an army.
Where the hell are the Republicans? Somebody help me out here. Giving all this freaking money to Israel and giving all this money to the Ukraine. Where the hell are the Republicans? Well, we know where. We know where. They're all getting rich. They're all getting rich. Government is so failed. So failed.
Hey, Coach.
Democrat bad. Don't believe that. Yeah, Shelly.
They're kissing the wall. They're kissing the wall.
They're kissing the wall.
Amen.
They're kissing the wall. Hey, whatever he says unto you, do it. See you tomorrow.